You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and I am excited on this Monday morning to bring you what me and the Holy Spirit talked about this morning. And you know, it was really more of me talking to him than him talking to me. And I know that's kind of a different thing, but as I was thinking about that, I was like, this is me having a conversation with Holy Spirit this morning. And it wasn't really a conversation like the one you and I are having right now, because the word that came to me this morning was worship. Worship. So it wasn't a conversation, but it was worship. And I want to tell you guys all about this different time that I spent with Holy Spirit this morning. Not so much a conversation, we'll get to that, but more about worship. So let's jump right into it. So this morning I got up. I didn't get up when my alarm went off. I mean, I woke up, but I didn't get up. But as I was laying there in the bed and the praise and worship music was coming out of my speakers, of my alarm, I just began to thank the Lord. And I listened to the music and I was just allowing the music to just saturate me, you know. And of course, I didn't get up right then, but I went back to sleep. Actually, I took a little nap. I even said, Lord, can I just sleep a little bit longer? And I went back to sleep. But when I got up, the word worship just was on my heart this morning as I entered the prayer closet. I mean, just worship. So I was like, you know what? This morning I need to worship. What's interesting is that worship is one of the things that during the 1 hour prayer challenge, when I was running that particular challenge a few weeks ago, I made sure that I posted a worship song in our group for everybody to worship before they got into prayer. And I believe that's what the Holy Spirit was just reminding me of this morning. Don't forget to worship. Don't forget to worship me. That was the conversation. It was, don't forget to worship me. But he didn't say it in the normal way that I hear from him. It was like the songs came on and I just felt the songs just on my heart. And then as I got up, I heard the word worship and I just felt that word so strongly on my heart. And I was like, you know what? That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to worship. I'm about to break this routine that I have clearly gotten myself into, because God doesn't work in routines like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't put him in a box. I thought that too this morning. I was like, am I putting God in a box by doing the same exact thing every single day? And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go straight into worship. So two songs, which I tagged in the blog post, if you go to onassignmentbygod.com and click on today's message, prepare for the mission, you'll see a link to the two songs. The two songs were Psalm 23 and So Will I. And those songs, y'all, I played them and I just worshiped. And you know, as I worshiped, the tears just started flowing. And it wasn't like sad tears or anything like that. It was just worship. As I was listening and worshiping, I was encouraged. And I was like, now here I am worshiping God, and he is faithful to encourage me as I worship him. Did you hear what I said? He is faithful to encourage me as I worship him. One of the verses in the song, So Will I, really caught my attention. I mean, like I was worshiping, I was praising, I was singing and praying in tongues, But this part of the song right here just grabbed me. It says, if creation still obeys you, so will I. If creation still obeys you, so will I. Y'all, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it again. Just think about that. Creation is still obeying God. The stars are still suspended in the sky in obedience to a word spoken by our God. Like when you really just think about Jesus, about our God, about our Savior, when you just think about God, it's like you can't help but to worship. You can't help but to give him praise. You can't help but to worship. But we are to worship. As I was flipping to a verse in the book of Revelation, so I had started reading, y'all know we're in the book of Acts, and I had started reading for the scriptural Bible study, Acts chapter 13. That's where we are today. And there was a cross-reference scripture in the book of Revelation. And so as I was flipping to that scripture to cross-reference what I was reading in Acts 13, I went to the book of Revelation. But as I was flipping, stick with me. I know I'm making it seem like it's a whole lot. But basically, as I was flipping to another verse, I landed on the definitions page in the back of my Bible. And can you guess what word I landed exactly on? Okay, I'm reading. Let me just paint the picture for you. I'm reading in the book of Acts, chapter 13. There is a scripture that is cross-referenced in the book of Revelation. So I flip back to the book of Revelation to read this other scripture that relates to the scripture that I'm reading, because that's what cross-referencing is. And I land on the definitions page as I'm flipping. And the page that I landed on had the word at the top, worship. Oh, y'all, come on, stay with me. Please stay with me. It said worship at the top. And so it defined what worship is. You can't tell me that God doesn't talk to us in many ways. And today he was talking to me through the word of God and through my flipping and through my heart. It says worship is reserved only for God. Worship glorifies God, and we should always be worshiping. Our lives should be an act of worship. We are to worship in public. We are to worship in private, like I was doing in my prayer closet this morning. We are to worship. Worship. My question for you this morning, before we even jump into the Bible study, is, when was the last time you worshiped God? Now, y'all know I'm always joking about singing in all keys. Y'all know I'm singing on the podcast, and I be like, y'all know I sing in the key of Z. I sing in all the keys, A through Z. But you know, worship is not about singing good. It is about singing to God. I said worship is not about singing good. It is about singing to God. Did you catch that? See, it's not about you at all. It's not about what key you in. It's not about even what song you're singing specifically. It's about him. It's about God. And it made me start thinking about when we all were, you know, physically going to church before the pandemic hit, and we changed our church location, because we still having church. I don't know, you know, if you out there saying church is closed, church is not closed, because you are the church. And so church should be going on in your house, wherever you are, in your house, in your car, outside, wherever. Church should still be going on. But when we were going to the physical building called church, I remember oftentimes that the worship leader would have to prod the audience. You know how you prod a animal? They be poking it, you know, you have to poke it to get it to do something, to get it to go in the direction that you want it to go. I remember the worship leader having to prod the audience by saying, come on, give the Lord praise. Let's worship him. Come on, give God your best praise. Come on, come on, worship, worship him, worship him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like you had to almost beg the people to worship God. And I say the people, but I'm talking about me. Was that you too? Was it you too? Were you like me where it depended on what song, you know, was playing if you really was worshiping? I know that was my story. I used to focus too much on the music. Matter of fact, if it was a song with a bunch of drums, I was for sure worshiping. But if it wasn't a drum feel, beat feel song, I might not have been giving it all I had. But y'all, musical instruments should only aid in the worship. It should be our voice, but we should just think. It reminds me of that song, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. We ought to worship God for who he is. I mean, that's it. Forget what he's done for you. You can't forget though, but just for a moment, just put that on pause, what he's done for you, and just worship him for who he is. Y'all, the song said, creation, if creation still obeys you, so will I. Woo! If creation still obeys you, so will I. Woo, y'all, that thing got me right there. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. Y'all go over to the blog and click on that song so y'all can go to YouTube and just be laid out like I was singing it. Okay. Woo, y'all, listen. Speaking of worship, I started studying the 13th chapter of Acts. You know, yesterday we didn't do the blog or the podcast, and so you should have been doing chapter 12 on your own, and I hope that you did. But today, Monday, we on chapter 13 of the book of Acts. And guess what word popped up in the second verse, y'all? Come on, if you read it, you know. But if you hadn't read it, I'm about to tell you. Acts 13:2 said, as they were worshiping, as they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Here we are in the 13th chapter of Acts, y'all. Everybody was getting ready for the mission field, right? And to prepare for the mission, they worshiped, they fasted, they prayed, and they laid hands on the people who were going out into the mission field. And it was while they were worshiping and fasting that the Holy Spirit spoke. It got me to wondering, could it be that we can't hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us because we haven't been worshiping? We can't hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us because we haven't been fasting. We can't hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us because we haven't been praying. Okay, you probably like, but no. I've been praying. But have you been fasting? But have you been worshiping? Have you? We haven't been worshiping, fasting, and praying. We've been worrying, filling our stomachs with food, and pondering what to do next during this pandemic. Huh? Has that been you? Has that been you? Instead of worshiping, fasting, and praying, you've been worrying, eating, and pondering what to do, what you're going to eat, worrying, where the money going to come from? Is this virus going to stop? End? Can the kids go back to school? Can they not? Like, have you been doing all of that? This morning, we get to start fresh. How about we start fresh? How about that? Let's start fresh. It's a new month. Let's start fresh on this first Monday of August. Let's change it up. Let's worship. Let's fast. Let's pray. Let's lay hands. And I know you're probably like, we can't lay hands. We can't touch people because we got to put on the sanitizer. Listen, lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on your children. Lay hands on the people that you can touch. Either way, change it up. Change it up. Let's worship. Let's fast. Let's pray. And let's lay hands. Now, before I go, I want to tell you some of the other verses that stood out to me in Acts chapter 13. Just a couple of things that stood out to me. You let me know what stood out to you while you were studying Acts 13. First of all, this is the chapter that Saul's name got changed to Paul. I was like, wow, I knew it was going to happen. I didn't know what chapter it was in, but that's why we study in the word, so that we can know these things. Saul's name was changed to Paul. Saul was a Hebrew name and Paul was a Roman name. And from this point forward in Acts, a man who would become known as the apostle, this was Paul. He would become known as the apostle to the Gentiles. Look at that. Learn that by reading Acts chapter 13. Also in Acts 13, this is 34 through 37. And some of this I got from the study notes of my Tony Evans Study Bible. So amazing when you're studying the Word of God and you can have study notes to help you understand what you're reading. But in 34 through 37, God expects each of us to fulfill our kingdom purpose during our lifetime. And that purpose will always involve influencing the lives of people for both time and eternity. You know, that just got me to thinking, people like, I don't know what my purpose is. That answers it right there. Acts 13, 34 through 37 actually answers your question. It says God expects us all to fulfill our kingdom purpose during our lifetime. And that purpose will always involve, listen, that purpose will always involve influencing the lives of people for both time and eternity. Go back and read that and let the Holy Spirit speak to you about your specific way to fulfill your purpose, because we all were created specifically to fulfill our purpose in our own unique way, or in the unique way that God has placed on us to fulfill it. I believe I am fulfilling purpose of influencing the lives of people through this podcast and through the blog on assignment by God. All right, let's keep going. Acts 13, 38 through 39. What I got from reading that is only the gospel of Jesus Christ can make us right before God. Can't nothing else make you right before God. I don't care what nobody tell you. Nothing else can make you right. Nothing else can justify you and make you right before God. Nothing else can justify me and make me right before God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ. Acts 13, 49 through 50. What I got from that is God's word can't be stopped, no matter how much unbelievers try to silence Jesus's followers. Y'all know people be trying to silence us, trying to keep us from moving forward by, you know, keeping us from talking, trying to anyway, you know. But in Acts, we are encouraged to know that God's word can't be stopped. Can't stop, won't stop. Y'all know can't stop, won't stop is biblical. God's word can't be stopped. No matter how people try to stop it, it ain't gonna be stopped. It won't be stopped. We must keep on going, which leads into Acts 13, 51 through 52. Even though Paul and Barnabas were being persecuted, they shook the dust off of their feet against them and continued on preaching and teaching. Y'all, listen, don't let nothing stop you from doing what God has called you to do. I don't care who come against you, what challenges come against you, who persecute you, who talk about you, who what, the whoop, the whoop, the whoop. It doesn't matter. Shake them off. Shake the haters off. See, that's biblical too. Shake the haters off. Dust them off. Dust yourself off and keep on preaching and teaching. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. See, when the Holy Spirit is doing his work within you, you will experience internal peace and joy regardless of your external circumstances. So today, y'all, let us be encouraged to prepare for the mission. We all on a mission. We here. You woke up this morning. You breathing. So you on the mission. Okay. You on the mission field. All right. But I say you on the mission field. Let me back up. Make sure you prepared to be on the mission field. And how do you prepare for the mission? Worship, fasting, praying, and the laying of hands. See, the laying of hands is really the spirit's endorsement and call. When you lay hands on somebody, that's like the official recognition of the spirit's ministry call and endorsement on you. Like they lay the hands on you, like boom. Laying the hands, right? Okay, so let us be encouraged to be prepared for the mission so that we can do the purpose for which God created us. Everything else that God created is still obeying. So will we. All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this Monday morning's episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Here are your assignments for today. Make sure you do these assignments, okay? First of all, what did the Lord say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And then number two, how will you increase your worship time? How will you increase your worship time? Here's a suggestion. Before you even get to praying, worship. Worship for 5 to 10 minutes before you even get to praying. Worship. How do I worship? Sing. What do I sing? Anything. Just work. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Put your own tune to those words. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Y'all see how I went from one song to another? Listen, you ain't got to make this thing hard. It's not hard. The thing you want to be focused on is just giving adoration to God. That's it. However you are led to do that, the point is, do it. Okay? Do it. Worship our God, first of all, because he is worthy of all our praise. He is worthy. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. Y'all, that song right there, where is the song? Let me just play it right quick before we go. Hold on. I just pulled it up, y'all, on whatever part it's on. So will I. That eyes be buried would listen. Ain't that thing good, y'all? Listen. Woo! That thing is good, y'all. Check this song out. So will I. So will I. If creation. If creation is still obeying, so will I. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.